Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, you're listening to Jax.
And Dean.
On our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our, I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now.
That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Play the podcast, please.
Yes, now I am doing a show called Perfect at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Okay.
Starts 26th of March and goes to the 7th of April. And it's basically about how I'm avoiding dating. I found some love letters from ex-boyfriends and I kind of analyse them and go, you know what, I'm done.
Done and dusted.
And I explain why. Mm. I was doing some research about, like, because I hate dating. And because I get awkward and I second-guess my answers. You know, you don't... You're sort of like, oh, how should I answer that? Should I, you know, get in your head? You're like, should I just say what I feel? Or maybe I'm trying to impress them or whatever. So I did a bit of a Google, got in the Googs.
Yeah.
And I found these dating gems that I found quite funny. And I posted them on my Instagram. And Dean, I'm going to ask them to you.
Okay. It's like a quiz?
Kind of.
Okay.
It's just asking you how you think and what your reaction would be to these questions maybe.
Okay.
All right. So if I was like, oh, my God, your hair looks nice. Oh, do you want a beer? Okay, cool. Dean, are you working on any personal passion projects? Right?
Yeah, no.
Isn't that weird?
No, that's a turn off. No.
Okay, all right, this one. Oh, my God, what's the best present you ever gave someone?
I think one's okay.
A blowjob.
No, it's a body on.
There we go. Right, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, that was okay.
But how is that, like...
Well, you want to know what the...
How is it a personal... Like, you know what I mean? It just comes so disingenuous. It's kind of just like... It's like you're reading from your Dolly magazine back in the day.
But you want to know if, like, you know, they were romantic. Like, was the best gift they ever gave somebody a hot air balloon ride at dawn where they landed in the Yarra Valley and had, you know...
Totally. But doesn't that make it just so business? It's like, all right, you got to answer these. All right, next one. Is there anything you don't eat? I don't think you should say it like that, but what do you mean by that?
I don't mind that one.
It sounds rude.
No, I don't think...
I like it.
Because... You know, it is awkward. Like my long-term partner Anthony is a vegetarian, so and I knew that going in.
Yeah.
But 24 years later, I just want to go out for a steak with him.
Yeah.
Can't do it. You know.
No, that's why you invite me.
That's right. So we go out for steaks. Yeah.
I just hate how it really is like a job interview. It's like, I want this gym. You got to pay me more. And the last one was, which fictional character do you relate to the most?
No. That's a literature. That's like a, you know.
Yeah. It's like
discuss.
Those VHS like. Where there's really old dating videos people would make.
You want to know if they read or not, I guess. It's like a clever way to say, do you read?
But it's just so... These were like... this website was pushing, like, these are what you should be asking people. I'm like, really? If someone asks me that, I'm like, I'm out.
Yes.
Don't you just start slowly and see if you have chemistry? I don't know. I don't like it and I avoid them.
Fair enough.
Anyway, perfect. Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Now, Dean.
Yes.
You know how I've been trying to let people know my comedy via the means of Twitter.
The means of Twitter.
And I have been failing very hard at that. And you Dean's always lovely. Dean always retweets my tweets. I usually get one or two likes.
Only one or two. That's right.
Yes. But yesterday I'm like, oh, I haven't tweeted. Like, I gave up. Do you know what? I'm like, do you know what, Twitter? I'm too good. That's definitely why you get no...
Twitter.
That's why you get two likes, Jacqueline. Anyway, yes, I didn't even think about it. Send out a tweet.
Yeah.
Can I say, I've got 9 retweets and 93... Are you listening to me? Mm-hmm. 93 likes.
Yeah.
That is 90 more than I ever get. And all right, so...
what is this tweet?
All right, so give me the intro. I need the intro. Here we go. I will never get this big again, Dean. This is huge.
Okay, I'm all ready. Go.
Now, I imagine you probably think this is going to be groundbreaking.
Yep.
And it really is. Okay, Jacqueline's tweet that has 9 retweets and 93 likes. Here it is. Mum, would you like fish fingers? Me. Maybe like for a day, but then I think they'd get annoying.
Boom, boom.
Play it again. Twiddly-diddly-dee. That's all it was.
That's all it was.
And 93 people liked it.
Very good. 93?
93!
A lot of people like Fish Fingers, clearly.
Yeah. I mean, I've only sold a couple of tickets to my comedy show, but you know what?
You're winning Twitter.
I was very chuffed.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.